While the odds were never good for political newcomer David Hassey to oust the longest-serving Republican in the U.S. Senate, they certainly improved following Ted Stevens' conviction on October 27th of 7 felony counts of withholding information on federal disclosure forms. Nevertheless, Hassey would like to clear the senator's name.
Well, it's just for Alaska. I don't think in his heart he really feels he's guilty. I mean, I've been on a jury, and I know juries take it, you know, do their very best, but for what it's worth, I'm going to send a letter to the president asking to pardon him.
Hassey is not the only one to think the jury may have gotten it wrong. Senator Stevens himself questioned the validity of the verdict in a memorable moment on a public broadcasting forum the evening of October 30th.
The case is still pending on the basis of motions we filed for a new trial or for a dismissal of the case because of prosecutorial misconduct. I have not been convicted of anything.
Still, while Stevens' Senate colleagues are lining up to ask for his resignation, the gesture from a campaign challenger appears generous. Hassey, who's lived in Alaska for 15 years, all in Anchorage, has based most of his libertarian campaign on reforming the U.S. finance system, including eliminating the Federal Reserve Corporation and the IRS, and buying out the federal debt.
See, once we pay this huge debt off, then there's no need for the income tax. The income tax was put in place to pay the interest on the debt. And if we pay the interest and the debt's paid off, we don't need an income tax, and no income tax will stimulate the economy like nothing else, and jobs will come.
Hassey is also aware that while money can get the attention of voters, the intricacies of government finance do not. He's also tooled a message for Southeast voters concerned about the future of the timber industry on federal land.
You know, I was in Japan a few years back, and a fellow there was telling me about how the Japanese were importing logs from the west coast of the United States and actually sinking them in the bay as an investment. You know, they understand that the added value of the forest is important, and they're, you know, they're buying up logs and storing them to keep their economy going. And that's what we need to do in the Tongass. We need to process those trees right there in the area, and that's what makes jobs.
And as with timber, Hassey would like to retain value in the fishing industry. He's wary of out-of-state corporate ownership of the state's seafood resources.
I have a hard time understanding how it is that companies in Seattle own the fish. You know, fishermen tell me that they can't sell the fish but just to a few people. There's a lot that I don't know about the fishing industry, but I'll tell you one thing. I think the fishermen are the ones that are the most knowledgeable, and they are also those that are conservative, and they want the fish as a renewable resource. And they're the people that I'm going to listen to.
Hassey's libertarian credentials are strong on the high-profile national issues of the day. A veteran of the Army and National Guard, Hassey is proud of the work the U.S. military did in Afghanistan and Iraq, but he believes the subsequent occupation of Iraq and some actions of the Iraqi Provisional Authority were a conspiracy to continue the war. Hassey believes war contributes to debt, and debt is then forced on taxpayers. Hassey is willing to shed party loyalty on some of the other big matchups this November 4th. Hassey says he initially supported fellow libertarian Bob Barr for president until John McCain chose a running mate. But unfortunately, Hassey's dream matchup just isn't available in the American electoral system.
If it was Barack and Sarah, you know, that'd be easy. That would be my ticket.
David Hassey is the libertarian candidate for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Ted Stevens. The general election is Tuesday, November 4th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.